And welcome to GBBO Bake Off Bake Down, the unofficial Great British Bake Off podcast. I'm your host, Kira, and on this podcast, we are going to break down or bake down every episode of the Great British Bake Off. Things might get a little technical, but hopefully in the end, it'll be a showstopper. On your marks, get set, podcast. Hello, and you're very welcome back to Bake Off Bake Down. It's episode 6 and it's pastry week this week. And we start with a little skit with Matt and Noel where he asks, is he excited for pastry week? And he says he's got a shoe pastry right here and he hopes he doesn't get the laces stuck in his teeth. So a little shoe cake he had going there. So I had a little issue with the technical side of things this week again. I think it might have been my television though, but I turned on, went straight on to Bake Off because, as you know, I come in and I watch it a little bit later. I end up watching it about 8:45 when it starts at 8. I love the live TV aspect of it. I think it's brilliant. But something happened where the aspect ratio was completely gone on the TV and I could only see the middle section of the TV. But luckily, it didn't really affect the show that much. I had to pause and go onto Twitter and see, was it just me? Because I don't like to look at Twitter during the show that much, but I was like, right, I have to see what's happening. Nothing on there, so it must have been just myself or maybe a problem with Virgin Media, the provider. But I was thinking, do I adjust my set? What is happening here? But the good thing was the subtitles did work today, so they seem to have fixed that issue. They still haven't fixed it on Married at First Sight and all 4 and things like that. I think what they do is, I think they really have an issue with some shows and they literally just upload the whole thing. They don't upload the show as a file and add in the ads. They literally just show like a recording of it. It's really, really strange. But anyway, no more technical issues, hopefully, throughout the day. We see a little recap of last week where Giuseppe won Star Baker and unfortunately Freya went home. And the preview of what is to come in this episode where they kind of say, look, what's going to happen this week. It does look very stressful. And now in hindsight, I can see why they looked so stressed because it was a very stressful episode. So the little stressful moment as well that they kind of tease, and I like the way they did tease it because it did set it up really well, was when Paul says to Christelle, have you seen this hair? And you see Christelle's eyes going wide as can be. So we hear a little bit about how the contestants are getting on, and Giuseppe says he has to keep buying shirts because he didn't think he would be there that long and didn't pack enough shirts. So that's funny. I don't know where he's buying these shirts, but fair play to him. We also hear from Lizzie and Christelle and Amanda and how they're feeling about this week, about pastry week. Some not feeling so good, especially Lizzie. She's not really excited about certain things. Because it's time for the signature and it's shoe nuts. And I feel like shoe nuts are a new thing. I mean, I can remember them coming into Ireland. I don't think they existed until about, I don't know, 5 to 10 years ago. Shoe nuts. Or maybe I'm thinking of cronuts. Is that something different? Croissant donuts. But is that shoe nuts? Ah, okay. I'm getting confused. Well, I remember when cronuts came in. That's definitely not an Irish thing, but it came in a few years ago, correct me if I'm wrong. So what the contestants have to do is they have to do 2 batches, 6 filled, 6 not filled. And shoe nuts. They're the ones that are not filled are to be glazed or iced. And Matt and Noel give the on your marks get set and they don't say bake. And Chigs, they're like, wait, you have to say bake. So George says that he actually prefers shoe nuts to donuts. Lizzie is, this is her hell. She said, this is what my hell would be, making shoe nuts. She's really, really in a very panicky mood at the start of this episode and throughout. So the shoe has to be deep fried. It has to be quite aerated. It's like an eclair kind of. And all I kept thinking of with the shoe was, I don't know if anyone watches Limmy's show. It's a Scottish comedy show, but there's a very funny sketch where Limmy does his character Jacqueline McCafferty, and she has a chocolate, I won't give away the punchline, but she has a chocolate shoe. Very, very funny. Okay, so we see Lizzie first and she says her elbows are sweating and the sweating elbows, Noel says that could be the name of a punk band. And Lizzie says that she hates shoe pastry and she's shook and she's just she's panicking around, so they're having a bit of a laugh about that. So she's making a raspberry liqueur and hibiscus shoe nut and a caramel glazed. And she's just frightened. She thinks, I'm going to burn it. So I love that Liverpool accent's brilliant. Next up, we have George, and he's really excited. He loves them. He can't wait to make it. So we have the opposite side of the spectrum there with George from Lizzie. He's doing a toffee glazed one and a jam and cream one. And he really wants to focus on his flavours this week because that's what he's kind of been getting called up on. So they're talking about how they make the shoe nuts, and they have to fold the air into it. And the egg bit can go wrong because if it's too much liquid, the egg could make it flat. Now, Chiggs is making a chocolate pastry for his shoe nuts, and he's making a Paris breast. I never heard of it, but that's the style he's going for today. And Noel and Matt in this intersection, they mention Jürgen's stance, which I think I mentioned a few episodes ago. He is a brilliant stance, and he's standing in the kitchen. It's a power stance. I think that's from School of Rock, power stance. Okay. Fourth, we have Giuseppe, who is making limoncello filled shoe nuts and almond nougatine topped. So they look really nice. Next up, we have Christelle, who's making a miso caramel, which sounded really interesting, really weird. Kind of a mixture of Japanese flavors. I'm not very au fait with Japanese flavors, but it sounds like it's going to be really, really good. She also is having a passion fruit shoe nut with a passion fruit glaze, and she wants that salty umami undertone. And Noel gives her a bit of shtick about that being a very middle class thing to say. Amanda is making maple syrup and bacon, and her and Matt have a bit of a chat about what could be the mixture of a sweet and savory flavors. So they could have jam and sausage, chocolate and onion. Lots of ideas there. Next up, we have Jürgen, and he's making something with an ube extract, and the purple color of the thing he was making was absolutely amazing color. Kind of reminded me of something from, I don't know, Sesame Street or some children's show. I couldn't get my head around that was actually real. It looked like something like that Heinz ketchup that back in the 2000s or whatever. It was like purple ketchup or green ketchup or something mad like that. And he's making a yuzu and sake glaze. So I think he was going for like a 70s feel. I didn't know what it was, but it just seemed very crazy to me. So Matt and Chiggs are having a little bit of banter, and you know, he's like, oh, I don't. I think Chiggs says, I don't own one. I point to the deep breath fryer, and Matt's like, oh, I don't own one either. I own two. So Matt is just, he's so fast. He's quick off the mark, I have to say. So the judges are looking for uniform shoe nuts that are fried to perfection. And of course, it carries on being very stressful for Lizzie. And she says, you don't know when they're done. There's a lot of multitasking going on at the moment. And Paulywoods comes over and stands beside George. It looks really, really like intimidating, but I don't know. I suppose they do have the ability to walk around in the first challenge. And George is just like to Paul, how do you open this thing? And Paul's like, you just push it in. It's kind of scary. I would hate to have Paul looking over my shoulder if I was trying to bake. So, sorry, I just have to make sure that I'm not clicking on something here on the computer. Okay, so Paul is also looking over at Lizzie, and Lizzie says, I can't look at him. She's stressed out to the max at the moment. So now their shoe nuts have been cooked in the fryer. They take them out of the fryer and fill them. That's funny, actually. Deep fat fryer is not something you would see that often in houses. Well, you would. You would have in the past, wouldn't you? Have seen a lot of them, but it's all about air fryers these days, so... Maybe Paul and Prue need to set an air fryer challenge. I don't have an air fryer, but I did see a meme the other day. If you came out of COVID with a baby, a puppy, or an air fryer, or if you didn't come out with any of them, you're doing well. I didn't come out with an air fryer or the baby, but I do foster little dogs now. So I suppose kind of have the puppy. And my little dog got adopted. I miss him so much. Oh my God. Can't wait for next one though. I've had 7 fosters so far this year. So it's been a lot. It's been a lot. So Lizzie is still a bit down on herself. She says they are horrible. And Christelle is a little bit worried because she didn't set her timer. But now it's time to present to the judges the final bakes. So George's, they say it's robust mixture, which has given it a pop. It's toffee-ish. It's really nutty and filling. When Prue bit into it, she got an empty bit. So she wasn't happy about that. But then she kind of gives a lot of advice, which is nice. She was talking about squeezing the bag in. But Paul and Matt are laughing their heads off. There's a lot of innuendos tonight. Okay, second, we have Jürgen, and they love his ube colour, is ube creme pat, and the sake is delicious. So he's doing really well. He's definitely safe, I'd say, as we go on through the episode. Chigs, his has so much filling, but I think Prue mentions that because it's the Paris breast, it should have that filling. His chocolate and lime mixture is unusual, but it works. So he did very well today. Okay, next up we have Giuseppe. His has good frying, good colour. The praline crunch mixed with the soft cronut is very nice. And the limoncello, they seem to like that. And Prue says she couldn't resist another mouthful. Now, Christelle has the good flavour. They like the bitterness of it. They say they look beautiful. The shoe is very tight and not open enough. That's probably their only critique. Next up, we have Christelle. Oh, no, we already had Christelle. Next up, we have Amanda. And Prue says she would have liked a bit more of the bacon. The pistachio creme pat with the rose glaze is too rosy. And I have to say, every time, this is if you've watched any of these series before, you'll know that whenever anyone uses the rose flavour, like, it's very hard to get right. So no one really does get it right. So it is a risk. But I think Amanda just kind of said, look, I'll take the risk. For Lizzie's one, they said it had a nice structure. It was delicate. The toffee was delicious, and Prue said she would buy it in a shop. But she says that Lizzie is ruining her theory that she has held for years, that you have to love it to be, you have to enjoy yourself to cook. So, okay. But Lizzie said that she got her best signature feedback so far. Christelle saying that she wants to do well on the technical, and they come back to do the technical challenge. And Matt calls Paul Hollywood, Holly Paulwood, I think. And it's time for my favorite part of the week, the technical generic advice. And the technical generic advice is from Paul this week. And it's, this particular recipe will push you to your limits. Don't waste any time. Yep, that's very generic. So it does what's said in the tin. Okay, and then before they go, Matt says to Paul, who he's calling Holly, Holly, you're looking gorgeous tonight. So the technical challenge this week is to make a large baklava with a phyllo pastry. And baklava, yeah, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but baklava is very popular dessert in, I think, Greek, Middle Eastern. It's not something I would go for myself, but I know my mom likes it a lot. So I know it's very popular, but not something I would really like. I don't know. I'm not really mad about pastries. There's certain pastries I do love, but baklava, I mean, I'll eat it, but I'm not really into ordering it. I don't know. Maybe because I don't think it looks sweet enough, but I'll have to try a few baklavas now. Okay, so it's obviously a phyllo pastry, and phyllo is very complicated to make, and it's the first time they've ever set anything with phyllo pastry in the technical, which is interesting. Amanda says that she has a Greek grandmother, and obviously George is of Greek origin as well, so they're saying there's two Greeks here, so they should do well with the phyllo. Now apparently the judges have said that this is the most difficult technical challenge ever, which is mad because they actually do quite well on it. Like, I mean, what was it last year? They were asked to make brownies and they couldn't even make them, which was weird. So, what do they have to make? Well, obviously what makes it so difficult is the lamination and the way they have to fold it and all this kind of thing. So they have to add eggs, oil, butter, white wine vinegar and yogurt. It sounds crazy, but it seems to work. On a side note, guys, I'm going to put a little question box up. What are you eating when you're watching Bake Off? I always have a cup of tea. I try and have a cup of tea during it. I know people love to eat cake during it. I actually saw a TikTok during the week. I think it was Christelle again. And she was running home to watch Bake Off. And I think she grabs a little slice of cake. But I would love to know, what are you eating when you're watching Bake Off? Does it make you want to eat something while you're watching it? I know it does me. I was just having tonight, I just had a very simple white bread toast with butter. I do like having that. It has to be hot. And I was also eating Flips pretzels, the cookies and cream flavor. So let me know, what were you eating while watching Bake Off? Now, obviously in the UK and Ireland, I don't know if it's the same in Netflix in the US, but it's an event. It's a Tuesday night thing and everyone does tune in on Tuesday. And I do love that. I do love the TV weekly events, because everything else that I'm watching at the moment, it would be streaming, or I would have to download it from somewhere. I'm watching a show at the moment called Kin. It's a Dublin-based crime show on RTE. I'm also watching American Crime Story, Impeachment, I'm enjoying that as well. Obviously, I'm watching Squid Game. So I have a lot to watch at the moment, but Bake Off, I love that you can just go in and watch it. It's like, I love The Apprentice as well. I think that's on a Wednesday night normally. We've been missing The Apprentice for a year now due to COVID, so I'm hoping it'll come back and I hope you'll join me for that. Okay, so carrying on with the judging, or with the making of the baklava. We haven't even made it yet. So, no, it doesn't seem like anyone has actually made a large baklava before. And Giuseppe says it's a hassle. Christelle is doing a new dance move. It's time to make the pastry. So they make it into a square and they fold it into the middle to do the lamination. That will make it a flaky pastry. And they have to do everything six times. There's six 30 centimeter circles they have to make, and then they have to add the filling. And then they're given this weird diagram that looks really homemade, looks really strange. It's like a star design, and it's not, it doesn't look easy at all, does it? And also Jürgen is mentioning that the design they gave them is 20 centimeters, but they have to make the thing to be 30 centimeters. So that's got to be confusing. Okay. But you know what? It did look good. They look like they mostly got the star design. Some of them are getting a bit dry, so they're adding more butter. Lizzie didn't put her timer on, so she's stressed about that again. So now they're adding ground pistachios to the top. And yeah, you can see why this is the hardest challenge. It's very complicated. So when it comes to the judging, first up, Christelle, they say, has a nice colour and it's really nice, and she looks kind of surprised. Second, we have Amanda. They say it's a bit too much pistachio. It's a bit clumsy. They would have wanted it darker and cooked for longer. Chigs, they say his has a nice colour, a nice cut. It's shiny. It's a lovely flavour. And Chigs is nodding away, even though I don't think you're supposed to give away that you're the one who might potentially own it. Fourth, we have Giuseppe. They say his design is nice, but it's undercooked. But there's lots of good layers, so that's a shame, they're saying. And 50 of Lizzie, it's a bit of a mess. There's no real pattern there. It's doughy and it would have needed longer. Jürgen has good lamination and good design. And George has good layers, but they're thick. The flavours are nice. It's a little bit clumsy. So they're saying that this is quite difficult to judge. And even looking at that now, I'm seeing like how they got on. Like some of them, I know Amanda went home. Oh, sorry, spoiler alert. But like there's a few things there that could have been done. Anyway, this is the judges. Last place was Lizzie. They said they would have liked it a bit more finesse. Sixth place was George. Fifth place was Amanda. Fourth place, Giuseppe. And third was Chigs. And in second place was Christelle. And she looked so surprised that she got second place. And in first place was Jürgen. So afterwards, he says the Jürgenator seems to be back, which is, I think it's a brilliant name for Jürgen, the Jürgenator. But look, they all did better than expected. I thought it was amazing. Christelle's in so much shock. Lizzie says it was a disaster and she said tomorrow she'll do the best she can. So it's the next day and it's lashing rain. They say it's deafening and we see them all walking with umbrellas to or from the tent. And they're talking a little bit before the showstopper about who is in the top, who's in the bottom. The top four would include Chigs and Christelle, I think. But Amanda and Lizzie are in danger and George is in the middle. And we hear Noel Fielding talk a little bit about how sometimes when they do so well, you're almost crying because you're just moved to tears. So it's time for the showstopper challenge and it's an integrated terrine pie. which is based on the French pâté en croûte. And they want an ornate pastry decoration on the outside to reveal a design when cut open. And Noel jokes that he's going to make a hip hop tureen, and it's going to be flavor. And he's looking at his big clock now and they have 4.5 hours to do. So Christelle is excited about this challenge because she actually gets to cook, which, yeah, it's probably the first like big savory challenge we've had in a while. But you do need to make sure you don't run out of time because they need a decent time to cool it. And I didn't really understand this at the start, but then as the time went on, I realized, yeah, they have to take the metal bits off. So it does have to actually have time to cool, because I never let my food cool. I just, when I cook something, I just eat it straight away. I'm like, I don't let it cool. But my mom would always let stuff cool before she eats it, which is like probably a smart thing to do. I don't know why I don't do that. We're very hungry in this house. Okay, so first up we have Jürgen, and it's called Lunch in Freiburg, and it's beef with horseradish and sauerkraut. And Paul asks him, can he have the German beer ready for him as well? So that sounds really, really nice. So obviously their biggest fears would be leaking and collapsing and running out of time to chill it, or to, you know, yeah, cool it, I should say. Second, we have Chigs, and he is making a hot water crust. Actually, no, I'll come back to Chigs. Second up, we have George, and George is making a Christmas dinner pie, and he's forming together a big long sausage that he is going to chill for later. But as we see, that comes back to kind of harm him. Next up, Amanda is using bacon, cherries and pistachios and making little piggies. They look really nice. Yeah, they look really good, the little piggies. I want to make them myself. Next up, we have Lizzie. She's called hers Neptune pie. And yeah, she seems a lot calmer today. And the fish idea is really cool. But yeah, I'm starting to feel sad. I'm like, oh God, I don't want any of these to go home. I like all the characters so much. Next up, we have Giuseppe, and he's making an owl, and it's his wife's favorite animal. And I feel like this is the first time he's kind of mentioned his wife. But anyway, it's very cute. She's saying, is it good enough for me, wife? And he wants to bow his wife. So that's very sweet. Seventh, we have Christelle, and she says this is her most sentimental bake. So it is really touching. And it's Lily Nana's Kenyan cottage, and she's making curries to go inside it. And, you know, she's questioning, will it be too much moisture for the Goan curry to get it into a rectangular pie? So George, when he takes his sausage out, oh, sorry, did I mention about Chigs? Chigs is doing, I don't really remember what Chigs is doing. Oh, yes, I do. Leicestershire pork pie. It looks really good. It's the renowned Leicestershire pork pie with lots of pork. So George, his sausage comes out of the freezer, but it's actually frozen. And he's actually really worried about food poisoning, and he's a little bit overwhelmed. But another cool little tip from Giuseppe, using ham to stop the soggy bottom. So he's thought of everything. It's really good. So George is running very late at this time. Amanda is talking about how her husband gets impatient with the decoration. He just wants to cook the pie and eat it. So that's how she doesn't get much practice of the decoration at home. Now they're waiting for it to bake, and Giuseppe is baking his, and George is doing his dancing. He says, no, I'm not doing it. But they get him up to do the dancing, the Greek dancing. And they have a little dance break. Then he's right back over, and George realizes that his thing has broken, and he is questioning, should he fix it or should he leave it? He decides to take it out and fix it, and like the shot over to Giuseppe at this point, I hope this wasn't just editing and this is actually his reaction. He looks so worried, little Giuseppe. So George fixes it and he puts it back into the oven, and he covers the oven with a tea towel, and Lizzie's like, is that so they can't film it? And he's like, no, it's just so I don't want to see it. It's just so I don't want to see it. Now there's also a balloon with Paul's head, and I'm questioning who drew that. I feel like Noel might have drawn that, because I follow Noel on Instagram and he does a lot of art. So maybe he did, but if not, let me know. Jürgen's and Lizzie's come out and they seem happy. Christelle and Chigs come out and they seem to say, oh, they're cracked and a little bit leaking. And Amanda's and George's come out and they're the ones who have really suffered the most. Amanda's has collapsed and Chigs is helping her. George, he says he's got a soggy bottom and he's struggling to get the pie out. And Matt and Noel, like, there's actually a moment of real, I don't know, truth to this, where it looks over Matt and Noel and they say they can't watch. They, like, it looks really genuine, like, because they're normally always messing so much, and at this point they're actually not messing. And it goes back over to Giuseppe and his facial expressions as well. He's covering his mouth and all. It's just the tension they're creating with the editing is fantastic. And they're saying it's like watching surgery. But yeah, no, it was scary. So George is putting a little knife holder up to hold his pie in. And Chigs helps Amanda a lot when hers collapsed. So it is very sweet to see Chigs helping Amanda. Now we come into the judging. First up, Lizzie comes up with her showstopper and they like the fish. Prue says it's bold. They love the design. Paul loves the fish scales. It's held together nicely. The pastry's a bit too thick, but they like the flavour. Second up, we've got Giuseppe. They say it's the perfect L. The design is fantastic. That's what Paul says. There's good pastry and the cheese and the flavours blend really well. Third up, we have Chigs. His has cracked a little bit, but it looks lovely. And they're getting the apricot flavours and the pork. And they say the design is a little uninspiring, unfortunately. Next up, we have Jürgen, and they love the vine leaves design on it. Paul says it's beautiful. The pastry is delicious. And the beef is just a little bit too dry, but other than that, it's fine. Next up, we have Amanda. And they said, well, actually, she says herself she should have got it into the oven earlier. But there's very good, I think Prue says it's a very nice look to it. It's pretty, but they say it's bone dry inside. And the strong seasoning, and they do like the pate. So they did like certain things about it, but maybe it was just the baking of the pie that didn't work out. And obviously it did collapse a lot, which just seemed unfortunate at the time. But they had some good things to say about it. So it's just a look at a draw. I suppose someone has to go home every week. Next up, we have George. His is a bit underbaked. It's collapsed down. The tray was too hot to handle, as he said. And that's when I started to understand, oh yeah, you can't just launch into these things, you do have to kill them down. They say it's got a nice interior, but Paul is very, very questioning about the sausage element. And George comes back, he probed it 3 times. He said it came out okay in the probe. But the question is it cook? I actually think Paul seemed like kind of disappointed. He was like, shame that, George. Anyway, last up we've Christelle. They love the colour. They love the layers. They think it's lovely. And yeah, she gets a handshake. And I think he kind of tricks her into getting the handshake because she kind of walks over and then it's like the handshake. And they say it's rare to get a handshake on a showstopper. Is that our first little trick to get a handshake on the showstopper? But it's brilliant. Prue mentions that it's witty and charming. And sometimes the things that are witty and charming aren't always delicious. But this is delicious. So fair play to Christelle. And, you know, she's in so much shock from the handshake. And George is trying to focus on the positive as they're talking after. We see all little slices of their pie on the table. And the judges and the hosts are saying that the standard has been so good today. and Paul says, I don't like giving handshakes. Yeah, and Prue's like, oh, it hurts you inside. But now it's time to say who won Star Baker, and that is Christelle, and she is absolutely shocked. And now Noel has to announce who's going home, and he says it does get tougher every week, and I can see why, because we get so used to everyone. But unfortunately, who has to go home is Amanda, and she looks sad, I have to say, but I don't know. It's someone has to go, I suppose. So Amanda is gone and she looks quite sad, but you know, she talks a little bit about you have to go for it. And you know, I actually found it quite inspirational looking at Amanda. I mentioned last week I thought she was doing really well, and the fact that she was knocked out today, this show, it does inspire you, like, not to be too cheesy and corny, but you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. You know, like, I could never go on a show like this, but I think it's a brilliant example of how you can just go out, be creative, be yourself, and that's the key to it. And everyone has something beautiful to show the world. It's not just about staying in your comfort zone. You have to push the boat out a little bit. So that's kind of a little bit of Tuesday night inspiration for me. I'm going to take that inspiration into the into the next few days and push myself to be creative in my own way. And she mentions that it is stressful, but it's kind of a fun stress. And I can relate to that as well. And she said if she probably hadn't talked so much, she might have got a bit more done. But George is relieved. He really thought it was going to be him. And Christelle calls her sister Chanel on the phone. And she says, I want Star Baker. And she's so excited. So next week is going to be caramel week. And then we're going to find out who's going to be in the quarterfinal. So we've only 6 bakers left. And I want to thank you so much for joining me today. And I hope you enjoyed this show. I try and get it up every Tuesday night for you. So it should be there. Or you can listen to it on a Wednesday morning, maybe if you're on this side of the pond. I don't know what it's like in USA, but I know I have a lot of listeners over there. So thank you guys for listening so much. And we'll see you next week. Bye.